Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork Farms. Thanks for joining us, Florian.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
As a result of escalating tensions in Eastern Europe, concern over the global availability of grain has been growing. First of all, what had we been seeing in terms of the availability of grain, particularly feed grain, and what had been the key factors that influenced that availability toward the end of 2021 and the beginning of 2022?
Well, the drought in Western Canada in the summer of 2021 certainly affected our supplies of feed grains grown locally. So we saw the price of barley more than double. We saw wheat more than double. We saw, just access to it at any price become problematic. And that really hasn't changed. Like, there just isn't a lot of feed grain on the prairies. And so we have to depend on bringing corn and other supplies of using pelleted screenings and stuff to get by, because local supplies just aren't plentiful at all. They're pretty rare.
How have factors influencing feed grain availability, grain availability, changed since the end of February? And what impact has that had on availability and cost in Canada?
Well, during the winter, January, February, not only did we have to bring corn and soybean meal up from the U.S., but because of trucking problems and bad weather, you know, that really added to the logistics of making sure we kept our pigs fed. So that, it was a tough winter, quite frankly. Yeah, tight supplies, very high feed grain costs, and you add to that logistics of moving grain up to where we need it. But fortunately, we've put some things in place in Western Canada. We figured out how to bring corn up by rail car, and the trucking thing is still problematic, but, you know, we've kind of figured out ways to do things. And, the weather has improved as we run into springtime. So even though the price of the grain is still very high, at least we don't have to worry about from week to week whether we can actually have the feed available to feed our animals. So from that point of view, it's gotten better, Bruce.
What impact are tensions in Eastern Europe having on the situation for Canada and globally, and what effect will that possibly have on profitability moving through the spring and summer, and why?
Well, because of the factors in Russia and Ukraine, they're not only big grain producers themselves, wheat and corn and other grains, but they also produce a lot of fertilizer that's used around the globe to enhance the productivity of our farmland globally. Like, for example, Brazil depends a lot on Russian and Ukrainian fertilizer for their fertilizer supplies. And, you know, it has an impact on our fertilizer availability here as well. Add to that, there's going to be grain land in Ukraine that isn't put into crop because, you know, there's tanks and soldiers all around. That's not a good, stable way to produce a crop. So, you know, the supply of grain from that part of the world is going to be affected as well. Because of the fertilizer they produce, that's going to have an impact on many other areas. And, you know, globally, we have a very intertwined global mechanism of producing food, and there's quite a high likelihood that this is going to impact and cause parts of the food supply to be severely impacted. High grain prices mean our cost of production goes up. If that's not passed on, then we can't stay in business. And it's not just us, because this global grain supply is threatened. It affects everything from a loaf of bread to a beefsteak and everything in between.
What do Canadian producers, pork producers, grain growers need to be watching as we move forward into the spring and summer?
Well, it would be very beneficial for us here on the prairies if we got back to normal rainfall and had a successful growing season. That would be very helpful for us here. We need a good crop in all around the world to make up for the lack of fertilizer supplies and those sorts of things. You know, if we can produce good crops and keep everything sort of normal in terms of keeping people fed, you know, there is a chance that we can have, you know, relative stability. However, if we see food shortages in parts of the globe that are going hungry, we know that food shortages are one of the main causes of political instability, and that's not good.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, hopefully the things in Ukraine can be resolved quickly. If we know that things can have some normalcy again, then hopefully this blip doesn't have to be more than a blip. If things degenerate, then, you know, we could see some problems going forward. So, you know, our hopes and prayers are things are resolved and people can get the food they need to maintain good health.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork Farms. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.